Okay, so what we've got here is ER positive and ER negative, but PGR positive non-invasive cancers. And this is, the NICE guidance says, don't offer adjuvant tamoxifen after breast-conserving surgery to women with DCIS. And so what we've looked at is the proportion of cancers, non-invasive cancers, that actually have been given hormone therapy. And you can see there's a wide variation. These diamonds at the top here are the values from last year, so that you can see in most regions it's actually going down. But what you can see is that really quite a high proportion of these cancers are still being offered or given, indeed, hormone therapy. And we wondered whether we should just pick out Northern Ireland here to talk about why theirs is so high. Clearly it's a lot lower than it was in the previous year that we looked at.
Therapy, and he probably got the impression that our oncologists tend to over-treat, and you'd have seen that from the previous graphs, that a lot of patients getting radiotherapy in both arms. It is coming down, we're getting the message through.
And I wanted to say something. I find it stunning that you have a guideline that shows that a therapy that in prospective randomized trials reduces local recurrence and contralateral breast cancer in a statistically significant fashion shouldn't be
and it certainly shouldn't be a key performance indicator, I would have thought. But this is debatable. This is like some of the guidelines. I mean, this is one particular guideline that we could spend a lot of time arguing about. So I think we should probably not get into this. And
but
certainly
it's an important
I wouldn't have
message,
it as a key performance indicator. It's a question as to whether units are following orders or not, but whether it's it certainly wouldn't be.
We have got a wide variation in adjuvant treatment with radiotherapy and endocrine therapy for DCIS, so I think it warrants a whole further session. So I know we're overrunning slightly.